All right, gang, happy Friday to you. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here on this most magnificent day of the week with all the best stuff for you and your listening enjoyment. It was a first Friday, and we packed the studio with listeners as usual and discovered that, well, John had an admission today that we've been waiting for a long time. We've converted him. He is born again. It's official. And he finally admitted something that Steve and I have been waiting to hear for quite some time. We talked about the Masters and the phrases that they banned for this year's golf tournament. Cindy Graham, our traffic lady extraordinaire, she shared her mullet. So now it's time for you to share yours. We know you had one. Send us a pic. We're doing Mullet Mondays. All the info can be found on WMGK.com. We had some fun with our studio audience. We gave them rule or ruse and tested their royal knowledge. Everyone learned what funeral potatoes are today, and we welcomed local comedian Chip Chantry to the studio, so I hope you guys enjoy this as much as we did this morning. Have a great weekend, folks. Until Monday, here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
It is the first Friday. Welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for getting up, coming in here this morning. Don't nod, it's radio. All right. Thank you very much.
Hoot and holler. Right.
I also did just tell them when those monitors go dead, everybody shut up.
Right. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
So. Talk when spoken to.
No, it is sort of funny. When you turn around, an entire room goes,
Follow directions.
So, we got a lot going on today and a lot for you guys to do. It really is going to be a fun day. And what I thought was going to be a restful day for me yesterday, I hate the two of you. I hate the two of you.
We just opened up new doors. In your world.
Exactly.
All right.
We're disciples.
Yesterday, they said to me, look, if you want to take a nap tomorrow afternoon, the best thing for you to do is turn on the Masters. Right? Now, I don't play golf. I have no interest in golf. I've seen golf. I understand the game, but that's it. I go home yesterday, and I get so caught up in the message tournament. I watched for 4.5 hours, delayed dinner.
You're a convert.
Right.
You're born again.
I can honestly say, though, I'll watch it, and there's other reasons to watch it.
You're talking about the camera work.
The camera work. I'm a videographer.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah,
the camera work is brilliant.
Yeah,
the sound work, everything technical about it is it's just incredible.
The landscaping.
That's why I watch sports, is for the camera work and the landscaping.
Well, it's about time.
What we call this is we taught an old dog new tricks.
That's right.
No. Here's if you teach an old dog new tricks, I'm playing golf.
Oh, you'll be. We said it yesterday. Before you are done,
I've seen me attempt to play golf. Right?
Who cares? Have you seen me play golf?
That is not a pretty sight. That is not a pretty sight.
Just ride around and drink. Yeah. That's the alternative.
That's fine. I'll take you guys golfing.
Yep.
That's fine. I'll drive the cart and drink.
Yep.
You two could just hit your silly ball and ruin your walk.
You take one shot and we'll video it and post it. That's all we need.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird and my bush.
MGK.
I have to explain to you, and we were talking about this earlier, I have never had any interest in golf whatsoever. But because Dave made the suggestion of, hey, look, if you're trying to take a nap this afternoon, right, turn on the Masters. I turn on the Masters, and I get totally caught up in it.
You got enthralled.
And I'm talking about it, and as if I really know what is going on.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't.
I
can understand you hit the ball, you got to get in the hole. Okay, that's about it. And, the more times you hit it, the more you suck. All right? That's
what it's really less complicated than football.
Yeah. It is a lot less complicated.
What is a catch, though, guys? What is a catch?
We don't know anymore. But what we do know is they've had a problem over the years of people shouting things out at the Masters, right? And in the hole, and you the man. And then lately, it has been happening at other golf championships where people are yelling out, dilly dilly. So the folks at the Masters came up with a list of things that you cannot say during the course of the Masters, and dilly dilly being number one. But Steve, you want to get us started?
Yeah,
are other things you cannot yell out during the Masters ceremony games, or you will be thrown out. They will escort you out of the building.
Yeah, apparently this year they've banned yelling, mashed potatoes!
How did that one start?
I don't know.
I think it was the Little Richard Geico commercial.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, that's right. Apparently, sweep the leg, Johnny!
Right,
not allowed.
Right. Atticosaurus in Love's Trapeze. That one's straight out.
Thought-provoking.
Someone catching on?
Straight out.
Yeah, right? I would yell this one because of my Game of Thrones love. Dinklage for president!
That's it. Okay.
How about Free Meek Mill?
They're not playing in Philly.
Yeah, they say that at Aronimink a lot.
They do?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
To infinity and beyond. That one's not going to happen either.
Insert band name should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's a lot of words for a band name.
It's cumbersome. Just said Styx.
No, I figured that was the band name. They should be in it.
Okay.
Jimmy Carter eats peanuts.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
I can't get past Jimmy Carter eats peanuts.
You got to make sure you really pronounce peanuts. Sounds very different.
For some strange reason, Can You Hear Me Now is accepted. I have idea why. Mm. I have no idea why at all. But ladies and gentlemen, just a way for you to look at the Masters this year. Speaking of which, there are traditions that we should talk about.
Time again for the Masters. Steeped in deep tradition. Players today playing the same championship holes that were played long ago by the legends of the game. Except back then, their shirts and caps weren't emblazoned with company logos, giving them multi-million-dollar deals. They just played for the love of the game. And maybe a car. How times have changed. And it's time for the Masters on CBS.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Full of beatniks.
102.9.
Refuse to let them go hear such a rabble-rouser.
MGK.
Good morning, lady.
Good morning.
I want to thank you for your mullet pictures. All right. And is that your sister you're sacrificing in one of those pictures?
Yes, my sister actually had a much more well-defined mullet than I did.
She wore it better. I hate to say it, but she wore it better.
She
was that in your first picture?
Her sister is more mullety than she is.
Yeah, please explain who the guy is in the first picture.
Oh, it's either...
Is that Randy?
Yes, Randy before he gave up the steroids.
Yeah, and lost a few inches.
You're supposed to look like Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, where are you?
Yes. Right.
Where are you with that?
Universal Heaven. Studios.
Ah, okay.
California.
All right.
Many years ago.
Well, if you haven't heard about Mullet Monday, for some reason that we do cannot figure out, the mullet is coming back into style. And so many of us had the mullet back in the day. And we're asking you to send a picture of you and your mullet from back in the day to us. Now, I realize it's going to take some searching, and you might be in a car right now. Just remember it over the weekend. You could post it at WMGK.com. You could post it on our Facebook page. And then every Monday, we want to just make the top of our Facebook page and our website just mullet shots.
You think anyone in here had a mullet?
Without question.
We're
getting thumbs up.
Yeah, there we go.
There's another one.
Mike had a mullet, and now Mike has your hairdo.
Yeah, you're right. The best we could do is skull.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
I'm pretty sure that when it comes to this product or this thing, that Dave is the only one in the room who knows what it is.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever heard of funeral potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Has anybody else ever heard of funeral?
Why do you peg me as a funeral potatoes guy?
What are they?
Delicious comfort foods on earth.
It just seems that it would come from Dave's neck of the woods.
Why is it called that?
That I can't explain.
It seems that funeral potatoes, and what's in funeral potatoes?
Well, it's pretty much like cheese. They're like scalloped potatoes. Bacon. Put green onions in them. It's just a mishmash of all things delicious, much.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And somewhere in the Midwest, this has become so popular. Right, that they're actually, the folks at Walmart are actually packaging funeral potatoes under the title funeral potatoes.
Get out!
That is what they're called.
In the frozen aisle?
Yeah. No. It's in the dry goods aisle.
Okay.
So it's a bag, and you just add some liquids.
Are they served at funeral?
Well, what happens is somebody dies, and you bring a plate to the house or something like that, and funeral potatoes are one of the things that they bring.
Our audience is like, oh yeah.
I decided yesterday that I should work on their ad campaign.
I'm a busy mom, so when a loved one dies. guys, I don't have time to whip up something from scratch and bring it to the wake. That's why there's funeral potatoes.
Funeral potatoes are the simple-to-prepare side dish that will have everybody at the funeral talking or whispering about how tasty they are.
They're ready in a snap. Just add cheese, chives, and in this case, my grandmother who keeled over during bingo night, and boom, funeral potatoes.
New funeral potatoes from the people who brought you cremation cream of mushroom soup in the potato and soup aisles.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Right now we're getting into Breakfast with the Beatles, being brought to us by Kitchen Saver. There's a smarter way to remodel your kitchen. For the best offers, go to kitchensaver.com/radio. And we're going to do something this morning that we've never done before, especially on a first Friday. We're going to give these folks the opportunity to see if they could figure out what the title of the song is, the very first song that we're going to play and the song that I'm describing. So you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Taylor has a microphone if you want to give us an answer. All right. Let me get some background music here. All right. Let me describe this song for you. This song is an optimistic love song. Even though love may be blind or could cause separate lovers to suffer, all right, the singer believes that love will prevail. The singer is advising everyone to stick to the basics of life, which for him means focusing on love. Now, when the song came out, this is what critics said about the song. A typically sweet and lovely melody. Another comment was, a joyous celebration of love and life, buoyed by exuberant backing vocals. And lastly, deliciously catchy, and as fine an example of slick professional entertainment and carefully crafted product that has ever been on the airwaves. There you go. You already think you got it. Okay, Nancy, what do you think it is?
Silly love song.
The silly love songs is absolutely incorrect. No, that is wrong. All right, go on over to Hugh.
Hold on, Mike. No, Mike. She's with Mike.
She's with Mike.
Let it be.
Let it be. All right, now there's you.
Listen to what the man said.
Listen to what the man said. The man knows his music.
My God, he killed them.
What? Steve and I put money on the fact that no one was going to come up with that.
No. As a matter of fact, not only did he come up with that, but for coming up with that, he's getting a copy of Paul McCartney's Good Evening, New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to what the man said.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's not the bassoir. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Coming up at 7:40, we're going to get to something we're calling, Cindy, you'll love this, Rule or Ruse. Okay. Well, you know, Meghan Markle, who I love from Suits, right? She's marrying Prince Harry, right? And I'm wishing them all the best. But when you have a royal wedding, there are actually rules of things you can't do, that you have to do, of stuff you can't wear, and you know, and we've come up with a bunch of them, and then we've also made up some of our own. All right, so rule or ruse, and we're going to play that with everybody here in the studio, and if you get your question right, you will have tickets to MGK's big gig. Right? Right. So that'll be a fun night for you all. Now, you could go whoop whoop. I mean, you know,
whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop would help. You know, you get this little like,
so polite.
Nice. Okay.
They're acting like royalty.
Yeah, I mean, they are. Yeah. They're acting like royalty.
Very polite. Good etiquette. Good radio etiquette.
Speaking of things that are coming up, Meghan Markle from the Suits TV series, of course, is now engaged to Prince Harry. And it's not normally a thing that we would talk about, but we ran into a story about all of the stuff that you can and cannot do when you're around the Queen. And of course, the Queen, it's her son, and here's a chance for her to, you know,
grandson.
I'm sorry. Right. It's her grandson.
She had him when she was very old.
Right.
That would be awkward.
I was getting confused with Andrew. Remember, I don't know who I was around for the first set.
We fought a revolution to not care about this.
Damn it. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, you know me. I want to make America Great Britain again. You know, so.
Everybody's leaving. Hey, stay, stay.
So what we did is we dug up all this information of what you can and cannot do in front of the Queen. So we've got tickets to MGK's big gig, and you could be at the big gig, and we'll give you the opportunity to answer these questions. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's get a little music here.
It's now time for everybody's favorite game. Is it a royal rule that Meghan Markle has to follow at her wedding?
I was kind of involved.
Yeah, really.
But all right, Steve, do you have our first rule this morning?
All right. Who do we have a contestant?
We'll just start with Mike and see if he can have it.
Mike, no more eating at the reception once the Queen has finished her last mouthful. Is that a rule or not a rule?
A rule.
There's a rule, and he is
correct.
Wow. Okay,
all right. Nicely done.
Hold on, let's show Taylor for the third time how to hold a microphone.
I'll just do this on my own. All right, Dave, do you have our next question?
Yes, Taylor's been here for 4 months
now.
Yeah,
she's a radio pro practically. Apparently not. All right, the next one.
The next one.
No eating shellfish or rare steak at the reception.
Is that a rule or not a rule?
Not a rule.
I am. Oh, I.
Yeah.
Come on, trek back, John, to hit the buzz button.
No.
It's a rule. She was wrong. Right.
Taylor, just hold the damn microphone the right way so John can hit the buttons.
Save us.
Crying.
All right. Our third contestant.
There we go.
Oh my goodness. And to think earlier, I was thinking to myself, Taylor's one of the best interns I've ever had.
I was telling the crew she's the smartest intern we've ever had. Obviously, a week off.
What happened?
Has killed. Well, she re-dyed her hair. That's probably the bleach got to her brain or something.
Okay. All right. Our third question.
All right. Who are you going to?
Who wants this question? Raise your hand.
Donna. Okay, Donna, it's coming to
you. No looking Prince William in the eye. Is that a rule or not a rule?
Still the wrong side there, Taylor. Still the wrong side. Sideways!
And it's a front-facing
mic.
Not
a rule.
Oh, my God.
Not a rule.
Donna, that's correct. Yes, congratulations. Donna, why don't you hold the microphone for everybody?
I can't concentrate.
Move on,
Chris, I'm going to try. All right, here we go. Queen Elizabeth must dance first. Right. Is that a
Queen
rule or
Elizabeth
not?
Say must yes, dance a rule. First. You're going to say yes, that's
yes,
a rule?
Yes, it's a rule.
Not a rule. No, we made that one up.
All
right, one more. Give me one more.
All right, let's go with Jerry.
Wait. Let's get these people up over here.
Well, all right.
Get Kelly in it.
All right, Kelly. No hair ribbons. Is that a rule or not a rule?
A rule?
It's not a rule. No, we made that one up. All right. Although this one, you know what? Let's do this one because this one's hilarious.
Okay.
All right.
No playing Monopoly, Jerry. Is that a rule or not a rule?
Not a rule.
That's a rule.
That is a rule.
And this is explain why, Dave.
Prince Andrew claims it's a rule because it gets vicious every single time they do. That's a quote. It gets too vicious.
Vicious Monopoly amongst the royals.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
As long as the Masters is on TV, this is a golf story, but it really isn't about the Masters. Have you ever heard of the Tuckwiz Golf Course in Palm Springs?
Tuckwiz? No.
Tuckwiz Golf Course in Palm Springs. It seems that they're in some sort of trouble because they have racially segregated trees.
What?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's because
trees have races.
Well, it seems that they have racist trees, is what they've got.
Okay,
right?
Go on.
The course and a black neighborhood were near each other when the course was built years ago, and they put up these trees to separate the course from the neighborhood. Not necessarily to separate the course from the black neighborhood, just to separate the course from the neighborhood.
Yeah, every course does this.
Exactly.
Some privacy.
Well, they've determined that the trees are racist.
What kind of trees are these, by the way?
It doesn't. Well, maybe they're palm trees. I don't know, because it is in Palm Springs.
The skinniest
Springs.
Trees on earth.
It says, it's strongly believed that the trees were placed along the 14th hole to celebrate the white golfers from the non-white people living on the other
is
side.
Is there little hoodies on top of the trees?
They're big green bushes. I'm looking at them right now.
Right? Is that what the big green bushes?
Yeah.
See, they're there to protect you from the flying projectiles.
Is this where the snowflake word comes into play?
This
thank you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. Toto and Hold the Line, the John DeBella Show, where 39 degrees will get to 47. We got mixed rain and snow happening right now, but that'll come to an end in a little bit. Probably get some rain tonight and some more rain and snow tomorrow. Temperatures over the weekend in the lower 40s and 39 degrees outside at the moment. If you are participating in a whole lot of loot, the word this morning is battery, and you still got a little bit of time to get that into 40772. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, there is a very special show at Jefferson Golf Club in Norristown, a comedy show that is put together by our guests. It's all to support the Methacton Music Boosters Comedy Night, or, well, that's what it's called, benefiting the Methacton High School Music Program. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now for the second time this year, ladies and gentlemen, is Chip Chantry.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Right, the pride of Eagleville.
The pride of Eagleville. I'm going to get that tattooed on my chest, I think.
Thank you very much. So how are things for you, sir?
Good. I'm so glad to be here. Yeah.
All right. So tell me about this. Right. Did you go to Methacton?
I did. I'm a graduate of Methacton High School. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. And were you part of the music program?
I was. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I wasn't like in the marching band. I wasn't like, you know, anything like that. I was one of the cool kids. I was in the choir, you know? So that's, where all the cool kids hang out.
That is very,
rocking the cummerbund.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I had lots of cummerbunds. I sang. I'm sure that was fun for my dad, you know, like telling like all his buddies at work talking about like their kids doing sports, you know, their sons, you know, I'm in the choir, like, you know, oh, my kid's a starting quarterback in his high school team. It's like, oh, my kid's getting a scholarship. He's a shortstop. What about you, Chantry? He's like, my kid's a tenor, I think. He's going to be a bass when he goes through puberty. I think that's going to work out. I was the music guy. Like, I was never like a rough and tumble guy. I almost got a fight recently. I should tell you about that. I almost got a fight, which means like I'm not a fighter. Like, I can't. So I basically almost got beat up is what I should say.
Okay, because you're not. But you made it clear the last time you were here, you're really not Mr. Sports.
So. No, not exactly. No, right. Like, and like I can't fight either. Like, you could describe my fighting style as mixed liberal arts. Like, that's what I'm packing. Fellas. But here's, like, I can't, like, I was all nervous. I was at a bar with some buddies having some drinks, and there's a group of guys having some drinks down the bar, and like one guy bumps into another guy, and of course it's the whole big thing, you know, and they're pushing and shoving. It's like this melee. I'm just looking for the exit. I want no parts of it. But my buddy grabs me. He's like, you just stick with us, man. Just yell something. Just intimidate him. It's all about scare. It's all about intimidation. I'm not an intimidating guy, but I'm drunk and I'm nervous, you know. So I'm going through that Rolodex of all of the tough things, that intimidating things I've heard people yell before a fight. So I just got all my confidence up. And it just got all my courage, and I just yelled, "My husband's a cop!" And that's no one was intimidated. So I've heard angry ladies yell that, and that's all it was.
You know, as long as I did bring up sports, and like I said, you made it clear the last time you were here that you weren't all that much of a sports fan. But did you celebrate the Villanova win? Did the whole parade happen yesterday?
No, I did. If I want to see guys in khakis getting all excited, I go to Happy Hour Vanguard. Like, that's basically what I'm still reeling from the Eagles. Like, that's what I was very excited about that. Like, the Eagles, I don't think we needed another parade. Like, I'm still excited about that the whole Super Bowl win. I think my favorite thing was, and I think this happened after I was here last time, was one of the speeches that Nick Foles made. I think it was really inspiring. He was like during a press conference or whatever, and he was like, "Don't be afraid to fail." Yeah. I thought that was very inspiring for kids, people to listen to, you know, because Nick Foles is a big failure. You know, he got cut from teams, he was traded, all, and then, you know, he comes up and he becomes Super Bowl MVP. It's very, but you always hear that. You've heard that "don't be afraid to fail" speech before, but it's never, it's always like from somebody who like just won an Oscar. I'm like the Super Bowl MVP. You never hear that speech from a failure. That's why we believe it. It's never that "don't be afraid to fail" speech is never from like some crusty guy living out of a motel in Sarasota, Florida. He was 10 grand to his book. He's got an Oxycontin problem. He's like, "Don't be afraid to fail." It's like, "I'm afraid to fail. I'm afraid to fail. Shoot for the stars. If you miss, I'll sell you my kidney for $20. I'm like, "I'm afraid to fail. I'm afraid to fail, sir. I'm afraid to fail."
So has anything been new for you musically? Because the last time you were here, you made...
You know what I did see? Because I'm a big music fan. I saw the whole thing. Did you see Ringo Starr became a knight?
Oh, yeah. Did you see this? Yeah. He's Sir Richard Starkey now.
Sir Richard Starkey.
Sir Ringo.
To me, that's so sad. That just, it's just another example of a senior citizen having to get a job out of retirement. You know what I mean? You know, that's like the British rock star equivalent of becoming a Walmart greeter. Like, that's, you think he would have saved some of that octopus's garden money, but apparently he's going to go fight dragons or whatever they do now. Like, I know it's kind of an honorary thing, you know, become a knight, but like, God forbid the queen ever really needs some help. Like, somebody's attacking and they're like, we got to get all the knights together. Like, it was like, call Ringo and McCartney and we'll get Jagger up here. Oh, here comes Elton John in a Donald Duck suit made of honor. Arms. But those guys are getting up there too. Like, it's like, I always get sad when you see like a rock star dies. You know, like I get so upset. You know,
you're preaching to the choir on that one.
Yeah, but see, you've even met a lot of those guys. Like, we still, even just as fans who have never met them, we still get upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's
sure.
You never met them, but it's like you're big. You know, it's a big fan, and you know, like, I still remember when, you know, Tom Petty died. I was all upset. You know, you're like, you know, Prince died. I was like, I never met Prince, but I was all upset.
Right.
Like, I still remember exactly where I was, because you remember that moment you hear that news. I still remember exactly where I was the moment I found out that Kurt Cobain from Nirvana died.
Sure.
I still remember exactly where I was. I was at this little coffee shop. It was around the corner from my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3 weeks ago, and I was like, how did I never hear about this? I gotta start reading the news more. I'm behind on this. I missed this story.
So who else is? You're not the only one on the bill tonight for this thing. Are
Norm Klar, very funny. Comedy.
I've known Norm for
One of my favorite people in the world.
I've probably known Norm longer than you've been on Earth.
Probably. Yes. He's been doing it forever. I love him. And friend of the show, Jake Matera's.
Jake.
It's gonna be a really fun show. I'm really excited about it.
So it's Chip Chantry, Jake Matera, and Norm Klar. It's all benefiting the Methacton High School music program, and you can get tickets through eventbrite.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest for today, Chip Chantry.
Yeah. Thank you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy, zip it.
MGK.